This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate has confirmed President Trump's pick for Attorney General, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. It began to seem as though an antiquated anti-South sentiment was driving the opposition to Sessions' confirmation. A drawn-out confirmation process ended in a 52-47 vote Wednesday on a nearly party-line vote, with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia joining Republicans. Sessions' long pro-life voting record and his clear opposition to the thinking behind Roe v. Wade led to broad support among pro-life organizations. On the anniversary of the death of Jennifer Morbelli 4 years ago, another patient has been sent to the hospital from Leroy Carhart's abortion business in suburban D.C. Especially concerning is that a U.S. House panel has testimony that Carhart's arthritis is so severe that he should not be caring for patients in surgery. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, Pennsylvania is advancing a bill banning D&D abortions despite a veto threat from pro-abortion Governor Tom Wolf. And abortionists at Marie Stopes clinics in Britain are denying abortions to Irish women. Pro-life advocates are happy, but it may be a ploy to gain sentiment against Ireland's constitutional ban on abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.